彼得前书第三章第十八节。
Please open up your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 3:18-22.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按照肉体说，他被治死；按照灵性说，他复活了。他借这灵程序传道给那些在监狱里的聆听，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人。当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
1 Peter 3:18-22. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made proclamation to the spirits now in prison, who once were disobedient, when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah,during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven, after angels and authorities and powers have been subjected to him.
那么刚读的经文，它的主题是基督已经得胜了。
The scripture that we just read, the theme is Christ has overcome.
那么让我们一起来探讨它的内容。
So let us look at the meat of the message.
然后八十年代初的时候
，In the beginning of the 80s，
我们在购物中心。可以看到那些用电脑来做的图片。
In the shopping mall, you can see pictures that were created by computers.
那么一眼看去的时候，只是看到很多很小很小的英文字母集中在这些图片里面。
And if you look at it at first, you will see a bunch of little characters or alphabets that are like clumped together.
那么但是这些图片里面却隐藏了一些图画。
But in these alphabets were hidden some pictures.
有各种各样的图画。
They were all different kinds of pictures.
比如说动物、汽车或者飞机还有等等的东西。
For example, maybe animals, cars, or airplanes.
那如果随便看这些图片，
So if you just kind of briefly look at the picture,
那么只能看到一大堆的英文字母集中在一起。
You can only see a bunch of alphabets clumped together.
那么如果要看到图片里面的图画，
If you want to look at the pictures hidden in it,
然后你必须站在一个固定的一个距离。
You have to step at a certain distance.
把你的眼睛全神贯注在这图片上。
You have to focus your eyes on the picture.
眼睛不可以离开这些图片。
Your eyes cannot move around the picture.
那么渐渐的，这些图片里的图画就显露出来。
And gradually, the hidden object will come to you.
那么有些人看却看不到任何的东西。
There are some people who would be staring and yet they cannot see a thing.
但是有些人很仔细的看。
But there are some people who are very focused.
那么却看到隐藏在图片里面的图画。
And they can see the hidden pictures in it.
那么圣经里面的经文也是如此。
The scripture is just like that.
然后你看了又看，却看不明白。
You can read and read over it, and yet you cannot understand.
但当你仔细地看上下文，
But when you focus and look at the preceding and the following passages,
把它看明白，
you can understand.
然后把整本书从头到尾看一遍。
And then you go from the beginning and read through to the end.
那么最后把整本圣经看完。
And so you finish reading the whole Bible.
那么突然间一些比较难理解的经文突然间有这个亮光了。
And all of a sudden, some of the more difficult passages, you actually were enlightened.
那么就好像一些人能够看到这些图片里面的图画。
Just as there are some people who can see the hidden images in the picture.
那么今天所看的经文是圣经里面比较困难的一段经文。
The scripture we just read is one of the more difficult passages in the Bible.
那么在30年前，有人问我这段经文的意义。
And about 30 years ago, somebody asked me the meaning of this scripture.
那么当时我没有一个确实的答案。
And at that time, I do not have an absolute answer.
因为我不明白它的内容。
Because I didn't understand what it's talking about.
那么经过这么多年的查考。
And after all the studying all these years.
那么终于得到一些理解了。
I finally came to some understanding.
那么今天的经文跟两个星期前的经文有密切的关系。
The scripture today has close relationship to the scripture we looked at 2 weeks ago.
那么前两个星期的信息谈到基督徒的本分。
The message from 2 weeks ago talked about the responsibility of a Christian.
如果你还记得的话，第一，基督徒要热心的行善。
If you still remember, first off, the responsibility is to do good.
那么第二，基督徒要存有一个敬畏神的心。
And secondly is to have a God-fearing heart.
那么第三，基督徒应当存心中的盼望。
Thirdly, a Christian should have hope in the heart.
那么第四，基督徒应当存有一个无愧的良心。
And fourthly, you should have a clean conscience.
所以基督徒应当尽自己的本分。
So Christians should fulfill their responsibility.
来热心的去行善。
To do good with zeal.
存有一个对神的敬畏。
To have a reverent heart towards God.
存心中的盼望。
To have a hope in your heart.
存有一个无愧的良心。
And to have a clean conscience.
为什么？
Why?
因为基督已经得胜了。
Because Jesus have already overcome.
那么从今天的经文里面，我们可以看到四点关于基督已经得胜了。
So from the scripture today, we can look at 4 points about how Christ has overcome.
所以基督已经得胜了，第一个原因是因为基督的受死。
The first reason how he can overcome is because that he of his death.
所以彼得在这边说，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是为义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神的面前，按着肉体说，他被治死。按照灵说，他复活了。
For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
那么，如果我们看三章第十七节的话
，If we look at chapter 3 verse 17,
那么这节经文说明为义受苦，而不是为恶受苦。
It basically tells us that.We suffer for righteousness' sake, not because of wrongdoing.
因为为恶受苦不是神的旨意。
Because to suffer because we have done wrong is not the will of God.
为义受苦才是神的旨意。
To suffer for righteousness' sake is the will of God.
然后主耶稣在十字架上为我们受苦。
When Jesus suffered on the cross because of us.
他是那位公义的神为那些不公义的人受苦。
He is the righteous God and suffering for the unrighteous man.
他成为赎罪的羔羊。
And he became the sacrificial lamb.
死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
然后把我们从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
And he saved us out of sin.
那么他死在十字架上不是因为自己有罪。
He died on the cross not because of his own sin.
而是代替我们的罪。
But he was dying for our sake.
所以主耶稣所做的都是为了我们。
So what Jesus did was all for us.
为了彰显神的荣耀。
And to glorify God.
所以他胜过这个罪恶的权势。
So he overcome the power of death, of sin.
他除去了神跟我们之间那道墙。
And he, broke down the wall that was between God and us.
以致我们能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
So that we can come before God without fear.
所以当主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候。
And so when Jesus said it is finished on the cross.
那么圣殿里面的幔子就分成两半。
The veil in the tabernacle were broken into two pieces.
那么从此以后人能够借着主耶稣来到神的面前。
And so from that point on, man can come before God because of Jesus.
所以主耶稣的身体刚才的经文说他已经被致死了。
So from the scripture we just read, it says, Christ has died in the flesh.
但是他从死里复活。
But yet he rise from the dead.
所以主耶稣基督的复活带给我们希望。
His resurrection bring forth hope for us.
就好像保罗在哥林多前书第十五章第二十节这么说。
Just as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 20.
但基督已经从死里复活成了罪恶之人出熟的果子。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
所以主耶稣的复活预表将来的基督徒能够从死里复活过来。
So the resurrection of Christ, represent what is going to happen later to the people who die.
那好像他从死里复活一样。
Just as he had raised from the dead.
所以主耶稣的复活带给我们盼望。
So the resurrection of Christ bring us hope.
这个盼望不是暂时的。
This hope is not just temporary.
而是永恒的盼望。
It is eternal.
所以今天我们看的经文是第一个困难是十八节的后半句。
The first difficulty in this scripture is the later part of verse 18.
所以按照肉体说他被致死，按照灵性说他复活了。
Having been put to death in the flesh,But made alive in the spirit.
所以这句经文的困难就是这两个字灵性。
The difficulty lies in this word, spirit.
如果你看英文翻译本的话，你会看到这个灵性的翻译有些不同。
If you look at the English translation, there is a little bit of difference.
然后比如说在 New King James Version 或者 NIV 里面，它的翻译这个 spirit。它是大写的。
If you look at New King James or NIV, the word spirit is capitalized.
那么在 New American Standard NASB, 它的翻译这个 spirit 是小写的。
And in the NASB, the spirit is in lowercase.
所以根据原文，灵性是没有大写的。
So according to the original language,Spirit should not be uppercase.
那可见英文翻译本里面产生了一些问题。
So you can see in the English translation, it caused some problem.
我们知道圣经里面，如果你看到这个 spirit 是大写，是指圣灵。
In the Bible, when you see that the word spirit is in uppercase, it's talking about the Holy Spirit.
但是在这句经文里面，它的 spirit 应该是小写的。
But in this verse, the word spirit should be in lowercase.
所以灵性不是指圣灵。
So when it says spirit, it's not talking about the Holy Spirit.
而是指耶稣基督的灵。
It is talking about the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣他在世上的时候，他有一个身体。
When Jesus was on earth, he has a physical body.
他也有一个魂。
He has soul.
如果你看约翰福音第十二章二十七节的话，
If you look at John, the Gospel of John,
verse 12:27.
他
也有个灵路加福音第二十三节四十六节。
And if you look at Luke 23:46, it says he also have a spirit.
主耶稣是道成肉身的神他是人也是神。
He is God became man. He has a physical body. He is a man, but he also is God.
所以当主耶稣死在十字架上，圣经告诉我们说，他把他的灵交在神的手中。
And when Jesus died on the cross, he said he gave his spirit to the Father.
所以当耶稣被钉死在十字架的时候，他的灵离开了他的身体。
So when he died on the cross, his spirit left his physical body.
因为罪都归在他的身上。
Because all the sin of the world is upon him.
但是他的灵是活的。
But his spirit lives.
在主耶稣还没有复活之前，圣经告诉我们他的灵曾经到这个地狱去宣告神的道。
And before he resurrected, the Bible said that his spirit went to hell to tell them about the message.
那么如果我们看这两节经文的话，
If we look at these two verses,
他借这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人，当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。
In which also he went and made proclamation to the spirits now in prison, who once were disobedient, when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah, during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water.
那基督已经得胜了。
So, Christ is victorious.
第二个原因是因为基督的宣告。
Christ has overcome, and the second reason is because of his proclamation.
所以今天所看这段经文第二个困难是在第十九节。
And the second difficulty in this scripture is in verse 19.
他借这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱的聆听。
In which also he went and made proclamation to the spirits now in prison.
那么有些人说主耶稣曾经到过这个监狱或者地狱去传福音。
Some people said Christ have gone to hell to make the proclamation.
然后把福音传给这些死去的人。
To share the gospel to those who had already died.
那么耶稣是否曾经去这个地狱把这个福音传给那些死去的人？
But did Jesus really go to hell to share the gospel with those who are in hell?
那如果耶稣真的去地狱把福音传给这些死去的人，
So if Jesus really did go to hell and share the gospel to the people who had died,
那么这些死去的人不是还有机会听到福音而得到拯救吗？
Then the dead didn't already, Doesn't the dead have another opportunity to hear the gospel and be saved?
这有可能吗？
Is this possible?
那么从圣经的角度来看是不可能的。
From the viewpoint of the Bible, that is not possible.
人死去了，怎么还有机会听到福音而得到拯救？
How can a dead person still have a chance to hear the gospel and be saved?
那么主耶稣到地狱去不是传福音。
When Jesus went to hell, he was not sharing the gospel.
而是宣告神的道。
He was there to proclaim God's word.
宣告神在十字架上所完成的救恩。
To tell them the message that God has accomplished, what God has accomplished on the cross.
已经胜过了魔鬼的权势。
That he had already overcome the power of the devil.
所以主耶稣不是传福音。
So Jesus was not there to share the gospel.
而是宣告神的道。
He was only there to proclaim the message.
那么他向谁宣告这个神的道呢？
And to whom did he proclaim the message?
我们再看这节经文。
Let's look at this verse again.
他借这灵，主耶稣的灵，曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听。
In which also he went and made proclamation to the spirits now in prison.
然后后面那个灵到底是谁？
The spirits that was mentioned here, who are they?
然后有人说这些灵是世上的灵魂。
Some people said the spirits are the lost soul, the lost spirits.
那些不得救的灵魂。
The people who were not saved.
但是圣经从来没有称人是一个灵。
But the Bible had never called a person or people spirits.
通常都会用人或者英文是 soul。
Usually they will say either man or soul.
如果你听到一个人进来这里敬拜堂，他说 not a soul.
If you see somebody come in and they say, oh, here, there's not a soul here.
Not a soul means 没有一个人啊。
Not a soul means, oh, there's no people here.
没有人说一进来没有看到一个人， not a spirit.
Nobody would say, oh, there's not a spirit here.
那么到底这个灵是什么？
So what are the spirits here?
那么按照新约圣经，灵是指天使或者邪灵。
So according to the New Testament, spirit is referring to the angels or the demons.
而不是人。
It is not people.
所以这个灵，我是指这个后面那个灵，不是指人。
So the spirits mentioned here is not talking about people.
而是指那些堕落的天使。
And it is talking about the fallen angels.
那么这个堕落的天使跟这个创世纪第六章第二节有密切的关系。
And the fallen angels has a close relationship to what is said in Genesis chapter 6 verse 2.
我这节经文说，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选起来为妻。
That the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose.
那么当时神的儿子跟地上的女子结合，娶她们成为妻子。
So at that time, the sons of God married the daughters of men.
那么这个神的儿子是指那些堕落的天使。
The sons of God is referring to the fallen angels.
因为这些天使的罪恶而当时人的堕落。
And because of the sins of the fallen angels and the rottenness of man at that time.
造成神以洪水来毁灭这个世界。
Caused God to destroy the world with the flood.
因着神的审判，这些堕落的天使被关在这个监狱里面或者地狱里面。
So because of their sin, God locked up all these fallen angels in hell or in prison.
所以这个灵是指堕落的天使。
So the spirits mentioned here is talking about the fallen angels.
而不是指这些世上的灵魂。
It is not talking about the lost souls.
只有这些堕落的天使被关在这个监狱里面。
Only the fallen angels were locked up in the prison.
那么世上的灵魂或者这些死去不得救的人，他们到的地方叫做阴间。
And the lost soul or the people who have died before they believe in Christ, their spirits are in Hades.
所以主耶稣到监狱里面或者地狱里面不是传福音。
So when Jesus went to the prison or hell, he is not sharing the gospel.
而是向这些堕落的天使宣告神在十字架上所成就的救恩。
He was proclaiming what God had done, that salvation has been accomplished on the cross to the fallen angels.
那么神的救恩已经完成了。
That the salvation, God's salvation has been completed.
人的罪已经归在耶稣基督的身上。
Man's sin has come onto Christ.
因此人的罪得到赦免。
And therefore, man's sin can be forgiven.
那不必面对这个白色大宝座前的审判。
They no longer have to face the judgment in front of the great white throne.
所以我们应当充满这个信心。
So we should have faith.
因为知道耶稣已经得胜了。
Because we know that Christ has already overcome.
所以在约翰福音第三章第十六节说，
So in John 3:16 it says,
他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以基督已经得胜了。
Jesus, Christ have already overcome.
那么第三个原因是因为基督已经复活了。
The third reason is because he had resurrected.
那么神赐给我们这个保证，说明基督已经从死里复活了。
God has reassured us that Christ had resurrected.
啊，他已经胜过这个死亡。
He had already overcome death.
我们看第二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
啊，这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣的复活带给我们希望。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus brings us hope.
因为他复活了，所以我们有这个永恒的盼望。
Because he had resurrected, we have eternal hope.
如果你看圣经的话，当主耶稣被捕之后，
And if you look at the Bible, after Jesus was arrested,
我们圣经说他的门徒都跑光了。
The Bible said that all his disciples have left.
然后只有彼得从远处的跟着耶稣。
Only Peter followed him from a distance.
所以耶稣基督被钉死在十字架之后。
And after Jesus was crucified on a cross.
然后门徒感到非常的失望。
The disciples were very disappointed.
因为他们所想象的王已经死了。
Because the one person they thought was king has died.
他们心里面充满这个恐惧。
And they were fearful.
他们害怕捉拿耶稣的人，杀害耶稣的人会来捉拿他们。
They were afraid that those people who had killed Jesus would come looking for them.
所以主耶稣的死带给门徒很大的打击。
So the death of Jesus have really caused the disciples to be fearful.
但是圣经告诉我们，三天之后主耶稣从死里复活过来。
But the Bible told us after 3 days Jesus resurrected.
然后门徒突然间从这个绝望当中转成有盼望。
And so the disciples all of a sudden went from being hopeless to being hopeful.
所以主耶稣的盼望带给我们，主耶稣的复活带给我们盼望。
So Jesus' resurrection gives us hope.
他的复活是我们得救的一个根据。
His resurrection is an assurance of our salvation.
因为他已经胜过这个死亡。
Because he had overcome death.
所以在哥林多前书第15章20节到22节保罗这么说。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 20 to 22, Paul said,
当然基督已经从死里复活，成为罪恶之人出熟的果子。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
那么死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
For since a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead.
但亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也要复活。
For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive.
那么如果我们看三章二十一节的话，
If we look at chapter 3 verse 21,
那么这里讲到这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么水代表洗礼。
Water here refers to baptism.
但是挪亚他得到拯救不是因为方舟。
Noah was saved, and it's not because of the ark.
而是因为神的大能和他的应许。
But it is because of God's power and His promise.
那么同样的，一个人得到拯救不是因为洗礼。
And similarly, when a person is saved, it is not because of that baptism.
而是神在主耶稣身上所彰显的大能。
But it is the power God shown through Christ.
也就是这个复活的大能。
And it is the power of resurrection.
那么如果主耶稣没有复活的话，
If our Lord Jesus did not resurrect,
换句话说，我们都不得救。
In other words, we are not saved.
我们都活在这个罪中，没有盼望。
We're still living in sin without hope.
所以这个洪水象征这个死亡和神的审判。
So the flood represents death and also the judgment of God.
那么审判当时的恶人。
To judge the wicked people at that time.
所以神把这个挪亚从这个罪恶的审判拯救出来。
So God saved Noah out of the judgment of sin.
那么进入这个新的生命里面。
And to enter into a new life.
所以这个洗礼象征一个基督徒跟基督一同埋葬。
So baptism represents a Christian being buried with Christ.
而且跟这个罪一同埋葬。
And was buried with sin.
那么进入一个新的生命。
And to enter into a new life.
那么洗礼是新约里面的一个记号。
So, baptism is a sign in the New Testament.
那表明一个基督徒加入这个教会。
To, show that a Christian have joined the church.
那么洗礼只不过是一个仪式。
Baptism is only a ceremony.
不能够使到一个人得救。
It cannot save you.
只有悔改相信耶稣基督才能够得到拯救。
Only repentance from sin and believe in Jesus Christ can save you.
所以洗礼象征一个基督徒他的内在的改变。
So baptism represents the inner change of a Christian.
那么旧的已经过去了。
The old has gone.
一切都是新的了。
Everything is new.
所以今天这段经文它的主题就是基督已经得胜了。
So the theme for this passage is Christ has overcome.
第一就是因为基督的受死。
First is because of his death.
那么第二因为基督的宣告。
Second is because of the proclamation he made.
那么第三是因为基督的复活。
Thirdly is because of his resurrection.
那么最后是因为基督的升天。
And lastly is because of his ascension.
那么基督耶稣他复活之后在地上逗留了40天。
After Jesus was resurrected, he stayed on earth for 40 days.
向门徒和其他的人显现。
He appeared before the disciples and other people.
那么之后圣经告诉我们他就升到天上去。
And after that, the Bible told us he ascended into the sky.
所以在使徒行传第一章第九节到十一节这么说。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 9 through 11 it says,
他说说了的话他们正看的时候他就被取上上身有一朵云彩把他借去便看不见他了。
And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
当他往上去他们定睛望天的时候突然有两个人他身穿白衣站在旁边说。
And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside him, them.
加利利人啊你们为什么站在望天呢就这离开你们被借升天的耶稣你们见他怎样往上天上去他还要怎样来?
They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
然后彼得前书第三章二十二节这么说。
And then in 1 Peter 3:22 it says,
他说耶稣已经进入天堂在神的右边众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
Who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven, after angels and authorities and powers have been subjected to him?
所以在神的右边是指耶稣的全能。
In the right hand of God means represent the power of Jesus.
所以彼得在写这些经文的时候，他是引用这个诗篇110篇第一节。
And when Peter was writing this, he was quoting Psalms 110 verse 1.
所以耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
所以因为耶稣的死,
because of the death of Jesus,
因为耶稣基督的复活,
because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
那么圣经说在天下地下无论是天使有权柄的有能力的必须要服从耶稣在耶稣的手下。
No matter who it is, what authorities in the heaven or on earth, they all must obey, Jesus' power.
所以基督已经得胜了。
So, Jesus had resurrected.
第一，因为他的死。
First of all, it's because of his death.
第二，是因为他的宣告。
Second, it's because of his proclamation.
第三，是因为他的复活。
Thirdly, it's because of his resurrection.
最后因为他已经升天坐在神的右边。
And lastly, it's because of his ascension, he is sitting on the right hand of God.
所以我们应当尽我们做基督徒的本分。
So we must, fulfill our responsibility as Christians.
我们第一要去热心的行善。
First off, we need to do good with zeal.
那么第二，我们对神应当存有一个敬畏的心。
Secondly, we must have a reverent heart for God.
第三，我们应当经常去传我们心中的盼望。
Thirdly, we should share the hope that is in our heart often.
第四，我们应当存有一个无愧的良心。
Fourthly, we should have a clean conscience.
因为基督已经得胜了。
Because Christ has overcome.
我们在你的生活当中，是否好像当时的门徒一样
？In your life, were you just like the disciples at that time?
因为当时他们的主已经死了。
Because at that time, their Lord has died.
他们心中，充满了恐惧。
They were fearful.
因为没有了希望。
Because they have lost all hope.
而你是否好像这些门徒一样？
Were you just like these disciples?
没有信心。
No faith.
因为没有一个将来。
Because there were no future.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible told us,
基督已经得胜了。
Christ has overcome.
因为天下地下，无论天使掌权的，都要服在他的手下。
Because no matter who in heaven and on earth, they must subject to the authorities of Christ.
因此我们应当坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
Therefore, we should come before the Lord without fear.
充满这个信心。
Be filled with faith.
没有任何的惧怕。
No fear at all.
因为基督已经得胜了。
Because Christ has overcome.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Lord Father, please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
也求主你赦免我们的软弱。
Please forgive us of our weaknesses.
让我们知道我们是一个得胜的人。
Let us know that we are people who have overcome.
因为基督已经得胜了。
Because Christ has overcome.
求主帮助我们活一个蒙你喜悦的生活。
Please help us to live a life that is pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.